Chapter 22, If a Pastor Would Listen. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Luke 10:29. Belinda's message to pastors. Belinda says it better than I could, so please take a listen and then talk to your pastor about this and offer your service. Though I grew up in the Catholic Church and currently go to a non-denominational church, I have never heard any church talk about abortion. It feels like they would condemn me if I came to them about an out-of-wedlock pregnancy or abortion. I had an aunt whose family attended church regularly when she was growing up. This aunt got pregnant as a young teenager, and her parents gave her the choice of having an abortion or being kicked out of the house if she didn't. She had an abortion. That seemed to lead to continued promiscuous behavior along with drug and alcohol abuse. My aunt got pregnant multiple times, and because of the threat of losing her home, she had multiple abortions. It seemed like about one every 3 months. She would say that she was fine, but she sure spent a lot of time drinking and using drugs. Though she ended up with several children by different men as an adult, she never married. If I had a chance to talk with pastors and ministry leaders, I would tell them that single girls and women who are pregnant need your help more than anyone else. You could have helped me when Planned Parenthood, my mom, my baby's father, and all my friends pressured me to abort my baby. There's no way a church cannot help. You have prayer. You have all kinds of resources. You have many members who could help by taking a mom in, offering to adopt a baby, mentor a mom for parenting, praying for the young woman, all without condemning or judging. You talk about sins, but never about abortion. You seem to value life when there is a birth, death, or a baptism. You do all kinds of good things in the community, but are silent about abortion. The Pregnancy Center helps women because it's their job. I didn't even know about them because you never endorsed them as a good resource. There's not even a hint of talking about abortion in your church. I've known more pro-life church people who've had abortions than those who call themselves pro-choice. That speaks volumes. The church talks about drug and alcohol addiction, gambling, lying, stealing, even porn. Maybe you don't talk about abortion because the damage isn't so clear. Who looks like they've had an abortion? We put on our happy face because we're sure you wouldn't accept us if you knew. Your silence about abortion says to me that everything is acceptable to talk about besides that. If someone has an addiction problem, they get all kinds of support and everyone celebrates their victories. But if someone has an abortion, they're in solitary confinement. They must deal with it alone. Maybe it's because my pastor is a middle-aged white man that he's disconnected from what I might be going through. Even so, you could have people share their testimonies about the reasons they chose abortion and how it affected them, or testimonies of those who chose life for their babies in difficult circumstances. If the church talked about abortion and actually helped women so that they don't feel abortion is their only choice, it would have drastically altered my decision. It would have been such a relief to know that it was safe to go to my church. I wouldn't have heard only medical jargon from the clinic or pressure that I had to abort from the clinic and everyone else. Planned Parenthood didn't care why I was having an abortion or how I got pregnant. For them, it was a lucrative business transaction. The church could have cared enough about me to learn what led me to this point in my life. The church could have asked me what support I needed and supported me in choosing life for me and my baby. You could have paid for billboards and ads that would have made the Pregnancy Center known to me if you didn't feel you could help me yourself. Though it was too late to save my baby, the woman who reached out to me and invited me to church became the church to me. You have so many opportunities you are not seeing that could help women. I hope my story helps you see things more clearly.